This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. A fundraising campaign is kicking off this weekend to construct a new baseball field in Schoolcraft. The president of the board of directors for the Southwest Michigan Miracle League, Judd Hoff, says when finished, the field will allow people with disabilities to play baseball.
These kids have the same dreams and desires to play athletics. They have heroes. It was fascinating for me just to see how joyful they are.
The Southwest Michigan Miracle League is hosting the fundraiser Saturday at the Dome Sports Center near US 131 in Schoolcraft. A longer version of this interview can be found through WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. It's also available at WMUK.org and through the WMUK app. Thank you very much for being here.
No, thanks for having me.
How did this idea get off the ground?
Well, my business partner, Josh Baird, and I own the Golf Dome in Schoolcraft, along with his lovely bride and her father. And we own an indoor and outdoor sports facility there. And we had recently purchased 18 acres contingent to our property to the south on 131, and with a plan to develop it. We hadn't had any ideas yet when a gentleman, Bill Deming, who's the retired director of Parks and Recs from the city of Portage, approached us about the idea of building a miracle baseball field. Neither one of us had any idea what that was. So he, along with another Vicksburg resident, Dave Olson, took us up to Grand Rapids in the Rockford area to see one that was in existence there. In about 5 minutes, we turned to each other and said, we have to do this. It was just so joyful, and the kids were so full of excitement. You hear nothing but joy coming off of this field. No one's yelling at the umps. Parents aren't heckling anybody. It's just glee. And to see these kids' faces as they're playing this game of baseball, we knew we had to do something like this.
So what disabilities will this field accommodate once it's completed?
All. So the intent here is we're creating an environment where anybody of any ability can come play. And so, you know, to break that down a little bit, visual impairment, mental disability, physical disability, and all that would encompass, kids can play here. So kids that are physically limited in any way, certainly kids that just need any kind of help at all that wouldn't typically be found in the Little League system can come play Little League with us.
All of us who have taken part in any sort of, you know, sports or physical activity or have our kids playing sports, we know that we kind of take on a bit of inherent risk. You hope to minimize it as much as possible. Do you take some extra measures in a place like this to try to ensure someone is not injured in the course of what they're supposed to be doing, enjoying baseball?
Yeah, so actually a very unique aspect of the Miracle League is that every player is paired up with a buddy. And the buddy is a volunteer from the community. Typically, it's kids from travel baseball, Little League, the college baseball teams and softball teams, and then church groups, corporations will send teams of people. And those buddies are paired up with their player for the day, and they're there for their assistance and safety. And they get briefed ahead of time on what their responsibilities are. And the field up in Grand Rapids right now has, I believe, a 2-year waiting list for people to volunteer.
So you're starting the fundraising efforts this Saturday with the event at the Sports Dome. How much money do you need to raise?
Well, we need about $1.1 million to build the field and to improve the property and get an access drive off of 131. That's everything. That's bleachers and scoreboard and an announcing booth. And we need somewhere less than that just to get the field in play and allow us to start playing the game.
You mentioned that in Grand Rapids, there's this long waiting list right now for people to use the field. Do you have a sense maybe from people in the community what sort of demand is sort of pent up right now in this part of Southwest Michigan?
What we've heard from the leader in the Grand Rapids organization is that they're drawing children from almost 100 miles away to come play. So the closest field in, for Southwest Michigan is the one in Grand Rapids. There's also one in Lansing, then there's a handful over in the Detroit area. There's nothing in northern Indiana or Ohio. So kids from those areas are driving long distances. So in our search for information on this, what Kay Risa has told us is that there's probably about 4,600 children in Southwest Michigan that would qualify to be able to play on the field. So that's a large number. And so we hope to alleviate some of the driving for the kids that are heading north and then and start pulling kids from this area as well as further south and to the east.
I realize it may be hard to quantify it in this way just yet, but do you think you'd be using it several times a week, you know, weekends, et cetera? I mean, do you have that sort of game plan in mind yet?
Well, the league for the Miracle League itself will run weekend games just like any little league would. They usually run two seasons, about 6 to 8 weeks for each season. We hope to have 10, 12 teams in those leagues. So it's pretty short period of time. But beyond that, our hope, and we've already received some questions from other groups, but they're the potential for like an old Codgers league to play on the field, a disabled veterans league. Certainly, we'll open it up for other activities to groups like Special Olympics, if they want to run a kickball tournament. So our hope would be we'd get more use out of it beyond the Miracle League. But the primary driver here is to get the Miracle League up and running.
The Southwest Michigan Miracle League hopes to begin playing games in Schoolcraft in summer of next year. In the extended version of our interview with their board president, Judd Hoff, we discuss fundraising and a timeline for construction.
Originally, we really wanted to break ground this fall. Getting our tax exemption took a lot longer than we expected, so we're a little bit behind, and it's probably more likely that it'll be next spring that we'll break ground. And once we do, it'll only take about 3 to 4 months to build it.
You can find the longer version of the interview at WMUK.org, along with links to details about the Southwest Michigan Miracle League's plans and Saturday's fundraiser in Schoolcraft. The extended version of the interview is also available through the WMUK app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast, which you can find at Apple iTunes and by searching podcasts in Google Music. For WMUK's West Southwest Brief, I'm Gordon Evans.